Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite destination coach, Danielle Shelton. Today, I speak with Mrs. Carolina Gutierrez. How are you doing, Carolina?
I'm good, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. Okay. So we were matched in PodMatch. And I read your profile, and I have a section of tips and tricks that is like entrepreneurship. And when I saw that you are a serial entrepreneur, I was like, I gotta get her story. So before we get started there, if you can sum it up, kind of tell the people what it is that you do.
So I'm a serial entrepreneur. I started my first business when I was 12. I currently run three concurrent businesses and one family business I'm part of. And I didn't realize that entrepreneurship ran in my blood until I was in my mid-30s. But when I looked back, I'm like, wow, it clearly does. And so every day I get up with ideas and creativity abound, and I want to do as much as I can to not lose those ideas, to, you know, kind of just disappear in the air. And so I'm really passionate about living life in this lane, even though it can be a double-edged sword sometimes. But yeah, and also a lot of my work surrounds mental health advocacy. It is a personal passion of mine. I am a licensed counselor here in Canada, and it's something that I feel is really important to discuss in the business world because it's not talked about enough.
You are absolutely correct. It is not talked about. It's not broached at all. No. Because I think in the U.S., we are taught to work till you die.
Yeah.
And because that is the way, then you just work and you work incessantly. And it doesn't matter if you are not well. It doesn't matter if you are not in your right state of mind in the moment. It doesn't matter if you've had losses, if you've had trauma. None of that matters. Just come here and work until you can't work anymore.
Yeah. 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 And if you don't subscribe to that, then you're not considered a serious business owner. If you don't, you know, are willing to put every last bit of whatever it is that you have, whether it's energy, money, effort, family, relationships on the line, then your fellow entrepreneurs don't take you seriously. Because it's like, have you been through the ringer a couple of times? Otherwise, you don't know what you're talking about type of thing. So it's a very, very interesting place to be as an entrepreneur. If you really want to look at it from, it's almost like it's bad for your health, but you can't stop doing it. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I want to get into, what was your very first business? Very first.
Nothing lucrative, nothing fancy. I started taking kids back and forth to school. And the parents would see me when they were picking up their kids, and they knew kind of, you know, because it's in the area, and they knew, they're like, you live close by. Do you think you could pick up and bring mine as well? And so it just kind of started growing. And I had this big group of children that I would either bring home after school or pick up during lunch if they were only half day. And I really didn't consider it a business. I was just like, well, it's, you know, it's kind of something to do. And it gives me a bit of extra pocket change because I wasn't a kid that came from family of means. I didn't get an allowance. So I had to figure out a way to kind of, you know, have, you know, make my own way. And yeah, so that was the first one. I then had another small business in high school selling chocolates so that I could go to prom. Yeah. And so, and the funny thing is that I don't even eat chocolate. Like, I'm not a chocolate fan, but we had access to these, what was considered damaged chocolate. And so a store would throw them out because they weren't perfect for retail. And I was like, give them here. I'm like, I have a great use for them. And so, yeah, that developed into my second enterprise. And I haven't looked back since.
I wanted to know your origin story because I come in contact with a lot of people who give up. They want to start a business today and want it to be successful tomorrow. Yeah. They don't realize that a lot of entrepreneurs have started very humbly, and that building a business is really you building skills through losses and failures and successes over time.
Absolutely.
Because what I'm running into, and I used to teach, I was in education for 20 years. I used to teach seniors. So I had the 17, 18, 19 year olds. And they wanted like instant success, right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, social media shows us that, oh, I was broke. I was homeless. Someone gave me $3. Now I'm a millionaire. And it's like, wait a minute.
That's
wait,
not.
Wait, wait, wait.
How many years between the $3 and the millionaire would be my question, right? Because it's not overnight. Absolutely.
Where is the middle? Yeah. And what I have seen is a very harsh turn in that when people are in that middle, they are hard on themselves, so much so that there's an increase in suicide. Like there's a connection.
Four times higher. Entrepreneurs are four times more likely than the general population to take their own life. And that's a United Nations statistic. So that's not even based on country, that is worldwide.
Oh my God, that just gave me chills. I literally have chills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have been inside of myself. I am an advocate for those people. I want them to know that it's okay to be in the middle and not to give up. So when I see someone like you that's an entrepreneur, I need for people to know, like, this is a real genuine story of someone who started and is now a business owner. So tell us about the businesses that you have.
I love the fact that you're putting this out there, because I think that people really need to understand and hear the rawness of what that process is. My first real business. And when I say real business, registered with the government, I pay taxes on it type of thing. These other ventures that I talked about, they're tiny little things that really just dipped my toe. And I never thought I'd continue in entrepreneurship from those endeavors. But my first real business, I went bankrupt. You know, like I lost it. I lost it all. I had to start from zero. I had to autopsy that. I said, entrepreneurship, never again. And here I am, 12 years after that experience, swimming in these waters. Because I think that if you're a true entrepreneur, a born entrepreneur, that drive never goes away.
Right.
But I can look back at that experience now, and as difficult as it was, because I do not wish that on anyone, the lessons that taught me, and the what I'm able to apply now to my business because of that process, and when knowing when to pivot, knowing when to think ahead and not always think as if everything's going to work out perfectly, because life is not a straight line. Like all of that stuff has really allowed me to be in the place that I am now and feel comfortable and confident in the place that I am now and apply all of those skills. But, did it suck? Absolutely. My heart was broken. I was, I was just in a mess when that happened. But again, that fire of creativity doesn't go away, right? It doesn't disappear no matter how much you try and blow it out yourself. So that you're not living this madness of entrepreneurship.
Thank you so much for sharing that and having that moment of transparency to let people know when you really started, like the real business part, it resulted in bankruptcy.
Yeah, it was, I went, how many years was it? 2004. So I was 6 years in. I was more. I was almost 8 years in when it lost. So like I had passed the statistics of failure, right? Normally you fail within the first 2 years. Then the second cohort is, if you've made it by the 5 year mark, you're like halfway there. I already had bypassed that when this hit. I had not prepared for a legislation change that happened where I lived that would affect my business. And so it was something that I simply did not pivot quick enough and did not recover with enough time to be able to keep it going.
You know what? I'm going to tell you why this means so much. It's okay. The mistakes, like the mistakes are not there to break us. Mm-mm. They're there to build us.
Yeah.
So for all of my young entrepreneurs out there, I want you guys to know that the pitfalls are not meant to take you down. You're falling in a pit because when you're down there, you're supposed to take the dirt, take the rock, and build your staircase out. It's not meant to keep you down there. So tell us, what is your business success? When did it kind of shift for you and you were like, I got the lessons, I got it now?
I would say openly being able to talk about my bankruptcy, that's probably the newest thing. That's been going on now for about 2 years. I lived very much in a place of shame of that. I would never talk about that. But when I really started to become really vocal about my mental health advocacy for entrepreneurs specifically, because that's something that came about during COVID for me, I really started to realize that, you know, I needed to walk my talk. And when you're really in that place of telling people, listen, we need to talk about mental health, I needed to talk about what those stressors were for me and how many successful businesses out there don't have a, you know, like you talk to these titans of industry and they have a bankruptcy or they might even have a few under their belt. So I'm like, I really need to start to share this so that I can connect with my audience. But so currently I run 3 separate businesses. I have a hypnotherapy and counseling practice. I've been a licensed hypnotherapist almost 20 years now. I have a background in social work. So I love talking to people, and feelings are something that comes fluid to me. I also have a technology and process improvement business that's called Business in Order, where we help you find peace, time, and profits through organizing your business backend. So I'm a bit of a unicorn in that I can speak technology and business and feelings at the same time. And then the third venture that I have recently launched and I'm looking for beta testers is a peer support group specifically designed for entrepreneurs and dealing with the emotional impact that entrepreneurship has both on your personal life and on those relationships that are closest to you. And then I have an organic room spray company that I run with a family member as well. I'm part owner there. So very, very varied. I don't really follow the money. I follow where my passions are. And I think that the money eventually comes from that.
Say it again for the people in the back. I love that. I tell people that all the time. You can't, like, don't get me wrong. There are some people who just, they're going to follow the money because that's what society tells us we should do. For me, I have to follow what's true to me. So I have several different ventures that I've jumped into, and a lot of it is learning along the way. A lot of it is like, whoops, I did that wrong. Let me fix it here. Whoops, I did that wrong. Let me fix it there. Oh, I was supposed to file that. I had no clue. Let me go back and make sure the next time I do this, I file that. It's all a process of learning. And I appreciate the fact that you are taking time to let people know it is a process, and they have to be willing to suffer through the process.
You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. That's like, if you are not, if being uncomfortable makes you run, then I'm going to tell you entrepreneurship is not for you. Not because I'm trying to, guard it or gatekeep in any way. No, it takes a certain type of person to be able to handle the uncertainty, the guilt, shame, and fear, the secrecy, I can speak a whole hour on all of those emotional components that running a business brings up, right? You don't just need the stamina of having enough money or being willing to put in the late nights. It's anxiety inducing. It is depression causing. There is a big roller coaster that goes along with that.
If you had 2 tips that you could give new entrepreneurs, what would those things be?
Okay, so I'm going to go both technical and emotional. I'll do one technical. So kind of for those very much people that like their to-do lists. And then I'll do an emotional one because I think everybody needs to take care of that. So the technical one is, actually I'm going to divide it into two. Everybody should have a password tool installed for their business, because it saves you a ton of time. You're not having to think about it. It's just something automatic. It's safe, and you're only remembering one password. So from a mental health perspective, you have a lot on your mind as entrepreneurs. Let's use something that takes a lot of that clutter out so that you're able to kind of run a bit smoother. I give that is a tool that I recommend across the board, regardless of what industry you're in, what business you're in, how many people work for you. If it's just you alone in your garage, everybody should have one of those. And number two, when it comes to the emotional side of it, is you need someone separate and apart that is not a family member, that is not affected by the ups and downs of your business, that you feel comfortable talking to on a regular basis. If you can't afford therapy, then pick a good friend. But you need to have that outlet, because the number one thing that people don't talk about when it comes to entrepreneurship is how absolutely lonely this journey is. Yeah. You walk it alone. You might have advisors, you might have coaches, you might have employees, but at the end of the day, it still falls on your shoulders, that last thing. And you need to have that sounding board, because when it gets that lonely, you can really isolate yourself and lose touch to reality, right? And think, oh, this is normal. And it's like, no, it's not. You know, you need to sleep. You've been up 20 hours. Or no, do not take out a second mortgage on the house for that idea. Let's market test the idea before you, you know, jump into that next level of debt. Right. And so I really think that when you're able to share and open up to somebody, you become a better business owner, even though you might not be talking about your business. You might just be talking about how your business makes you feel.
I love that. That is such good. I didn't even know about the password tool. So hello, I'm going to be, I'm going to be looking for the password tool. But the other one, someone to talk to that's separate from family and separate from business, that's a huge one, because so many people absolutely feel alone, and people sabotage themselves by thinking they're the only ones that's in it. Like, that's I'm the only one that's going through this. I'm the only one that's had this experience. And that's just not true.
Yeah, absolutely. And really that was what pushed me into developing this peer support program, because the other issue when you find someone to talk to is if they're not an entrepreneur, a lot of times what you're going to hear from people that don't understand that drive is, why are you doing this to yourself? Mm-hmm. Right? Only another entrepreneur knows what it's like to be in the shower and get ideas, be driving and get ideas, be doing dishes and getting ideas, dreaming about your idea. Like, you're just constantly in this creator mode. And so you need somebody that understands that, and that might not be easy to find. And so I really developed this program so that it could be, I want to sell it to venture capital firms, boards of trade, entrepreneur centers, because it's other entrepreneurs sitting together and talking about the same issues that we all have in a safe and, you know, welcoming and environment that understands you and isn't sitting there saying, you're crazy for putting yourself through this.
Wow. Well, I love everything you've given us. There are just so many nuggets in the show tonight. And I just want to close out. I always turn the tables on myself. I don't know why I got to. Now, the last few questions I've gotten is like, I don't know if I should be turning the tables. But I always turn the tables on myself and give my guests an opportunity to ask me a question if they have one for me. So if you have a question for me, I am here.
Awesome. So my question for you, Danielle, is what is the one emotionally impactful truth that you would want to share with your listeners and with me about running a business that you might not have shared before?
Oh, you went all the way. That's a real deep one.
Be careful. Oh, you gotta be careful what you ask for, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. Here's something very few people know. When you definitely are an entrepreneur, your mind is going a million times a minute. And there's always something happening in your mind. And oddly enough, there's always like a extra thing that you think about that you could have done, or a way that you could have restructured something. Like, your mind never actually quiets, right? Yeah. And because I'm like that, I'm an overachiever and I burn myself out almost all the time. And I shared part of this with my husband, but not the entire thing. My 9-year-old has seen me burn myself out. She's a little entrepreneur, but as a result, she burns herself out, which I am not proud of.
Yeah.
So that tugs at my heart, and I don't show real emotion behind it. But when I see her running herself down and I see her pushing to be this overachiever, I know exactly what's happening in her head.
Yeah.
And I know exactly why she's driven in that way. And there was a time when she was in the hospital, she pushed herself, she suffered from migraines, and she pushed herself so hard that the migraine was debilitating.
Oh, and no.
Yeah, she could not move. She was in the fetal position, and she like couldn't even cry. She was just like, my head, the room, it's everything's too bright. So we ended up having to take her to the hospital. And when I was away from everyone, I just broke completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I never intended for my drive to negatively affect my kid.
Yeah.
I never meant for that to happen.
How you run your business has consequences, and it's not just to your pocket or to your business, right?
Right. Yeah. And I never knew that. I didn't know that until she is a reflection of me. And when I look at her, I see that, and I'm like, oh, she helps me correct what I'm doing wrong. But the part that's in her that's entrepreneur, I can't fix that because that's an internal part. So when I see her creating stuff or wanting to go into business or wanting to do something, she's like, mommy, I got an idea. When I see that in her, I got to figure out how to nourish the entrepreneur, but also instill in her that it's okay to rest.
Healthy entrepreneurship. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I say entrepreneurship is a disease that we suffer from, that as soon as we start the journey and know that we're suffering from this disease, which is really as soon as you start a business, you need to get help for that disease. Because the idea that we can do it all and that we can do it better is the biggest lie that we tell ourselves as entrepreneurs. That is just our controlling nature. Powerful. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my deep truth. My deep truth is I have a little entrepreneur in my house, and I love that she has ideas. I have helped her write books, and she has made her own money. She has her own account. I have helped her publish, and I just want her, and she's very competitive. Right now she's at track practice. She's very competitive. And my hard, real truth is that I have taught her how to be a workaholic. And I don't know how to take that back.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. I am trying to pull.
You're not alone, Danielle. If it helps you, you're not alone. This is a common thing that you hear from entrepreneurs that have children. So you know, if it helps you even just a little bit, know that you're not alone in this struggle.
Thank you. That does help. Well, y'all, after I just told all my business, thank you, Carolina. This was so good. And I'm just so glad that we were able to meet tonight. And I definitely have learned so much. If you have any last words, Let me know. If not, we'll close out. Any last words for our entrepreneurs out there?
Take care of yourself. You'll be a better business owner because of it.
I love that. All right. This has been another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite destination coach, Danielle Shelton. And this is Carolina Gutierrez. See you guys later.